Please.
Here he goes, Tennessee. Get him. Got him. Dead center.
That's Jed Sloan, Tennessee Jed. Deadliest man with a rifle ever to ride the Western Plains. Brought to you every day, Monday through Friday, by the bakers of enriched tip-top bread. During the capture of the big black mare as a fitting mate for his great horse, Smokey, Tennessee overhears a nefarious plot to overthrow the United States government by renewing the war between the states. He decides ample reinforcements are needed to avert national disaster and determines to unleash the forces of law and order by enlisting the aid of Sonora's new sheriff, the former six-gun deputy. Accompanied by young Rod Roberts, Tennessee goes to saddle Smokey.
Tennessee, I figure you're heading for Sonora and palaver with the six-gun deputy.
You're forgetting, son. The six-gun deputy is now Sonora's new sheriff, having replaced Mortimer Jackson.
Yeah, but it's going to take quite a spell to get used to calling him anything besides deputy.
Well, no matter what we calls him, I figure it's high time he's wised up on this here plan of starting war between the states all over again.
You know, Tennessee, more you think about it, more likely it seems them no-goods we heard plotting on Dead Man's Plateau can do it.
Does for a fact, son. There's a heap of unrest in Texas these here days.
Yeah, Tennessee. When General Kirby Smith surrendered to federal forces, lots of his Confederate boys figured they should have kept on fighting.
You're naming it straight, son.
But that's all over, Tennessee. Texas is back in the Union. And war between the states is a closed book.
Not to no goods what's hungry for power, son.
What you mean by that, Tennessee?
You see, Rod boy, there's always unrest. If a body wants to stir it up. Even this late, there's enough to make it possible for a bunch of no goods to start war between the states all over again.
The way you lay it out, Tennessee, it listens like there's a good chance of government in Washington being overthrown. Listen, you can hold it.
And best way, I figure, Rod, is turn the forces of law and order loose against them what's plotting against the United States.
Meaning your first call is going to be on Sonora's new sheriff?
Yeah, son. Because if need be, Sonora's new sheriff can get word straight through to the president. I'd better get Smokey rigged.
Smokey's sure gonna cut quite a figure rigged out in that new saddle, Tennessee.
And his rider's gonna feel mighty proud of sitting in her, Rod. Easy, Smokey feller. Easy, boy. Won't take you long to get used to your new rigging. There. Oh, look at that, Rod.
I know, Tennessee. Saddle skirt fits Smokey's back so snug, you don't hardly need to use a girth.
Girth? You mean cinch, don't you, Rod?
Well, girth and cinch is same things, Tennessee. Only here in Texas, we usually says girth. Size light as you, Rod, they's hardly needed no matter what you calls them.
Anyways, that's quite a saddle, boy. I'm going to take mighty good care of her.
You just take care of yourself, Tennessee. If and something happens to keep you from reaching the sheriff in Sonora, plot to overthrow the government just might work.
Don't you worry your head about me, Rod boy. I can promise you, I's gonna be mighty cautious till we puts the kibosh on this here plan to start war between the states all over again.
You do that, Tennessee, because if and anything goes wrong now, United States is a goner.
Get up, Smokey boy.
Goodbye, Tennessee.
Goodbye, Rod. Come on, Smokey feller. Lay him down, boy. Lay him down.
We're heading for Sonora to buck against the fates, because it's up to us to save these United States.
Yes, indeed. The United States is in grave peril. And such a disaster as a revival of the war between the states must be avoided at any cost. We'll pick up Tennessee's trail again in just 1 minute. You know how your mouth starts a-watering when you spy a sweet, juicy apple pie in the oven? Well, the stars on a bread wrapper are a sign of something better in bread. I mean enriched tip-top. For tip-top is baked by a special method that's like the way our grandmothers made bread, to bring you the smoothest, sweetest kind of eating you've ever known. Try it in a sandwich or toast, or eat a slice just plain with butter. That wheaty sweet tip-top bread is more delicious in every way. It's smoother, too, remember. So fine-grained, you can spread a slice in just about one motion and toast it to a beautiful all-over golden brown on both sides. Get vitamin-enriched tip-top bread in the Red Star End wrapper today. Astride the fleet, Smoky, Tennessee races toward Sonora and a conference with the sheriff, which he hopes will avert a renewal of the war between the states. But his attention is drawn to a suspicious-looking wagon coming his way.
Up ahead, Smoky feller. There's a heavy-loaded wagon coming this way. There's something about them two fellers in it what I don't like at all.
Ease up, feller. Whoa, Smoky.
Whoa, boy. Whoa.
Whoa. Howdy, gents. You got freight for Circle S?
This here look like a freight wagon.
Well, now, wagon is resting kind of heavy on the springs, like is moving a heavy load.
Stranger, you're a young man with a long life ahead of you. Providing you keep your nose out of other folks' business.
Now, just a minute, gents. Cutting across Circle S property is all right, providing the reason for crossing is honest.
Drive on, Pharaoh. We got no time for palavering with this Jasper.
Get up, horse.
Horse, whoa, whoa. I don't like having to cover your gents with my rifle.
No, see here, you young whippersnapper. You keep your nose out of what's none of your business. Squint Simpson ain't one to be trifled with.
Howdy, Squint. They calls me Tennessee. I got good reason for asking. How come you're driving a wagon team across Circle S land?
Because it's a shortcut, is why. And since when did wagon tracks harm ranch land, I want to know?
Well, there's no harm from wagon tracks, Squint. Long as what's in the wagon is for honest purposes.
What's in the wagon is my business and none of yourn. Drive on, Pharaoh.
Pharaoh ain't so anxious to follow orders, Squint, with a rifle covering him. There's something all fire peculiar about this, gents. I aims to find out what.
You got me covered, Tennessee. But I'm warning you. You best put a curb on your curiosity if you expect to die of old age.
Pharaoh, when a feller gets squeamish over passing the time of day, that feller ain't likely to be up to no good. What you got loaded in this here wagon?
You hard of hearing, are you, Tennessee? You've been told for the third time that it's none of your business. And a wise man will let it go at that.
Maybe so, maybe no, Squint. But even what's under that there tarpaulin is innocent like, how come you set so much store by keeping her covered?
Because I hates nosy hombres, is why, Tennessee. That answer your question?
Sort of, kind of, Squint, but not to my complete
what do you think you're
satisfaction.
Doing?
Guns and ammunition. Enough for outfitting a small army. In all property, a United States government.
Now you see, Tennessee. You satisfied?
I like a heap of being, Squint. Because I got me a notion these here guns and ammunition was stole from United States government as part of a plan to renew war between the states.
These guns guns and ammunition, I'm pretty confident, were meant for taking over the U.S. government.
Is Tennessee right? Has he actually uncovered evidence that Squint and Pharaoh are in on a plot to overthrow the United States government by reviving the war between the states? We'll find out in just 60 seconds. Gang, we're asking you today to round up your own loaf of enriched tip-top bread. Compare it point by point with any other and see for yourself if Tip Top isn't today's better bread. It won't take you long. You just get one gander at a slice of Tip Top, and you'll see Tip Top bread is smoother. Mother will say it's like homemade, and that's because every loaf is baked by a special method that's like the way our grandmothers made bread. You spread Tip Top bread better, toast it better, and it's more delicious to eat. Enriched Tip Top bread stars in food value, too. Gives you 3 B vitamins, protein for muscles, and more energy by the ounce than most meats. Look for the stars on the wrapper for Enriched Tip Top bread tonight. Let's see if by discovering the guns and ammunition, Tennessee has nipped in the bud the plot to overthrow the United States government.
You heard, Miss Squint. And you too, Pharaoh. This here guns and ammunition has been stole from the government. What are you doing with them?
That's our business, Tennessee. And none of yourn.
If and these stole guns and ammunition is part of the plan for starting war between the states all over again, gents, I'm making it my business.
Now, just where'd you get such a ridiculous notion, Tennessee?
Is it a ridiculous notion, Pharaoh? Dalton and Dude Oliver never figured so.
Dalton and Dude Oliver, you said?
Yes, Squint. The way them two's talking top of Dead Man's Plateau. I figure they's head men in this here plot.
Get him, Pharaoh! Well, nice work, Pharaoh, nice work. You know, that Tennessee turned just at the right time for your gun butt to connect just right with his skull.
Yeah, Squint. This here hombre knows too much. Maybe so it'd be a good idea if and he never comes to.
Oh, there's plenty of Jaspers like to be in our shoes right now, Pharaoh.
Yes, Squint. I'll bet there is. Because the easiest way to kill a man like Tennessee is when he's asleep or like he is now, unconscious.
About that, gang. For the first time, Tennessee is unconscious at the mercy of 2 unprincipled ruffians. This is Layman Cameron, gang, asking you to be sure to listen again tomorrow at this same time to the next exciting chapter in the thrilling adventures of Tennessee Jed. For better sandwiches, let the stars on the wrapper guide you to today's better bread, tip-top bread.
This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.